It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
You guys, we made it to Friday, and that's my little victory. I'm tired, yet I got a full weekend, but I'm tired, okay? And the little victory is I successfully also emceed the Celebrity Cream Puff Champions round at the fair yesterday. Thank you very much.
Good time?
It was a great time.
Good.
It was a great time. There are only three people competing.
I mean, it's the champions.
But it was a great time, and I'll tell you more about it later in the show.
And the champion of champions wasn't competing.
Well, I refused to compete because I don't eat sugar anymore. So I said I'll emcee this round.
Yeah.
So I like the champions round. What about you? What's your little victory?
My little victory is I'm gonna have to show off for this one, and you're gonna have to hold it down because this is my little victory, dog.
What? I have no idea. Ah! Stop. Are you walking without a cane? Are you walking without a cane? Wow, DZ, I would have filmed you. I wasn't thinking. Hold on. You look amazing. Wow. Okay, hold on, everybody. Do it for the gram. Wait.
Let me get you
on the gram.
Watch
hold on.
Strike.
Oh my goodness. Do you guys, DZ? Oh.
Watch me strike.
Wow, DZ has no cane. We've evolved again.
What you trying to do?
We've evolved again.
I'm back for the fifth time.
Little victories, baby.
Final form. Let's go.
I am so happy for you. Okay, so wait. So I'm assuming that you did not get the okay to drive, but you got the okay to not use a cane?
Well, why you got to point out the obvious,
No,
man?
Because I had to ask, because that was really because I'm a woman and I want to know.
I got more updates for you later on in the show. No, I didn't get approved to drive yet.
That's all right, but no cane is huge.
No cane is huge, because that means I'm 100% weight bearing,
yeah,
baby.
And you were kind of like doing that lean over pimp walk with the cane.
Hated it.
And it's so funny. I was at Walmart last night grabbing a few things, and I saw the canes in the pharmacy, and I almost bought one. I go, I never got one to do this game with DZ, and I thought, if I buy one, I'm not going to need it.
True.
And so I'm so glad I didn't buy it.
Because I'm bailing right out of it, baby. I'm done.
We're out of the cane phase.
Well, I got it. If you see, it's still with me.
Wow.
It is still with me because I can't go long distances.
It's only here for videos.
But being here, being at home, as long as I feel comfortable,
you can go without a cane. Congratulations. It's been a long summer for you.
And even though I'm not driving the little victories, I do have to remember to trust the process.
Trust the process. Good, DZ. I'm proud of you. Good job.
Thank you.
Very nice. Well, we have our last pair of tickets to Tacos and Tequila today at 7:45. The festival is in Franklin at Franklin Field. Going to have people like Paul Wall, Lil Jon, Trina, you name it. That's this morning, last chance. Dumpster Fire Dating's back again. Because we had one yesterday, a special edition.
Special, today's Friday, so you know.
It'll be another one. And just lots happening on the show today. So hold on, question of the day is coming up next. 103.7. Kiss FM. Happy Friday. Woosah.
Friday.
Woosah.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, I know we've talked a lot this week about like coffee and food, and yesterday we did an advice segment, okay? And it was beautiful.
I hear nothing wrong with any of the things.
But I need to go back to cups. We're talking cups today, and there's a reason, okay? I want to know, when you're looking in your cabinet and you see all the different types of cups, or maybe you only have one, which one are you picking? Because let me set up the scene. Remember, I had the ladies' night. Ebony in Milwaukee was with me, my girl. And we got up in the morning. She goes, my mouth's so dry.
I need water.
And I go, okay, look, you see this cabinet? I go, look in this cabinet. My kids clearly unloaded the dishwasher, and she started laughing because there's glasses and everything's all mixed up. Nothing's correctly put down.
No, there's kids
and adult glasses. There's Yetis.
Zero organization.
There's like a coffee mug inside of a Yeti. Like nothing really makes any sense.
At least it was put up though.
But there's glasses. That's what I said. I said, my kids were working on that. So I said, okay, girl, which glass would you like? And she looked and I said, because there's a lot of, do you want a Tervis tumbler? Do you want a glass? Do you want a coffee mug?
You want a break-proof plastic?
Do you want a straight up red Solo cup? Like, what do you want?
Talk to me, girl.
Look at my cabinet and tell me what your cup of preference is. Because we all have one.
Choose your flavor.
She goes, ordinarily I'd go for a good old Yeti with ice. She goes, but since I'm just having some water first thing in the morning, I'll take the glass.
Oh.
So I pulled out my glass from the beer garden because it's one of the only glasses I own. drinking glasses, and I filled it with water and handed it to her. And she goes, and I take a, and I said, you want a straw? Because that's another level. She goes, nope, I'm good. She didn't need any ice because it was poured right out of the Brita pitcher.
Oh, so that's cold.
So I said, this is a question of the day if I ever saw one. You're looking in the cabinet. You have every type of cup available that you can think of. Plastic, glass, Tervis tumbler, Yeti, Stanley, whatever the hell you use. What are you picking to make your drink? Because you know which way I'm going.
I mean, is
look
it...
look around, everybody.
Is Allie's, it today right now?
It's right now.
Well,
and I understand that it depends on the drink, but everybody has a preference of cup. I hate glass. I hate drinking out of glasses. I don't like glass.
Really?
I don't like glass cups. I'll
Why
do it.
Why not?
I don't know. I do it at restaurants, obviously, but at home, I'll never grab. They sweat. They're annoying. I just don't like glasses.
I hear you. No.
It gets warm quick.
I ain't gonna
I'm not a fan
you.
Of glasses, drinking out of glasses. Nope. I prefer the Yeti or the Stanley or something with some insulation that I can work with.
I do feel the
following
insulation.
Me?
I'm
I also need a
you.
Lid and a straw. Thank you very much.
Well, you're an ice girl.
I'm an ice queen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's exactly what you need. You hit bars.
I'm an ice queen. You know what I mean?
Bars. I see I've rubbed off enough.
DZ is definitely rubbed off on me.
No, but to me, let me be honest, it's not about any of that for me.
Okay.
I'm a size queen, if you know what I mean.
You know what? Girl, yes. Girl, yes.
I need the biggest cup possible, dog.
Yeah.
I'm talking about whether it's plastic, whether it's glass, it could be metal.
Yeah.
Don't make no difference to me. But if I could find the biggest jug to drink out of, it could be a mason jar if that's what you got for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you want bigger and better.
Yes. The biggest, the widest,
mason
the bestest.
Mason jar. Interesting.
You ain't never had no sweet tea out of mason jar?
Well, back with my grandma, she always put jam in them. You know, there was no mason jars left to drink out of.
Mason jars
were to can things.
They're quite versatile.
All right, what are you guys drinking out of? 414-533-1037. Let's go to the phones. Why not? We're going to find out what everybody's cup of preference is. You pick a number, DZ. I'm going to let you grab it. I'm not even going to guess. It's Friday. Come on.
You act like I ain't going to do
Let's
this.
Let's do it without protection. Go.
Oh, Lord. Oh, that makes me even more nervous. Nope.
No! Ah! You better pick. Oh, hello, Kiss FM. Who's this? I have no idea.
Ariana from West
Side.
Oh, snap.
Girl, all eight lines are going crazy, and I feel like they're all trying to get in because DZ's like, which one should I pick? You are the winner. Well, you're the first one of the day. Christine in Milwaukee said, Rolo, red Solo cup all day. I hate dishes. Fair enough.
Ah, so she's Fair disposable. Enough. She said, uh-uh. That's how we feel about plates, but it's not about plates today.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm playing Ariana's song.
Oh, I was like, where the hell's the music coming from? I need to go home. Ariana, I'm tired. Ariana!
Play the theme song.
All I think of is Vanderpump Rules when I say her name, but you have to watch it to get it. Ariana!
Ariana in West Dallas,
right,
saving the day.
So what kind of cup are you drinking out of when you look in the cabinet?
Girl, my husband yells at me because I have so many cups for me and the kids, and he's like, where are we going to keep all these cups?
Yes.
He yells at me, but honestly, I have to go with my pink Stanley. Just because I'm an ice girl like you, Allie, I think the Stanley keeps, I fill up my Stanley with ice, and it keeps it like that
all day.
The next day.
And you don't have to do dishes as much. I don't wash my Stanley every day. I carry it all the time. I wash it like once a week. I'm not saying I'm supposed to do that, but I'm saying.
You rinse it out, though.
Yeah, whatever.
Rinsing it is just good enough. So, what about the straw?
I think so, too.
I switch out the straw every few days.
There it is.
I'm probably going to help. Yep. I don't want to jinx myself. When's the last time I was sick?
But if you keep the straw active with fluid, it's not like you
going.
Have to. You know what I mean? It's one thing if it sits stagnant, but y'all know what that means.
Yeah. Okay, so she's going with.
The Stanley.
The good old.
Pink Stanley.
You need an insulated cup. You're the insulated cup
specific definitely.
Color.
And at work, I have a pink theme going on my desk, even at home when I work from home, so I have to match it up with my pink desk.
Oh, we just call her
girl,
Pinky.
Girl, I'm not that high maintenance. I mean.
Pink only.
All right, Ariana, we love you. Thanks for calling, girlfriend.
I love you guys. Good morning.
Love
bye.
You back. Morning. Good morning. Bye. She fit it all in.
Aw, Tony the mascot man texted in. He said, I collect cups. I have over 145 cups.
Dang,
fun cups. Oh, of course, they're all coming in now at once. And now, fun cups. Okay,
last everybody's second. Talking.
Can we go back to the phones? We're just gonna keep going to the phones. Screw it. All right.
Oh, you meant now?
I meant right now.
All right.
I meant right now. We're keeping it going on a Friday.
It is Friday. Let's
go for it. We'll just pick them up. Hi, Kiss FM. Mm. Oh, they rang out. My bad. Okay, fine. We'll go for five. I'm not afraid anymore. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Good morning, Allison and Racine.
There we go.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
We're talking cups.
Yes.
Such a serious topic to me. I don't even want to play any music.
I mean, they called them days. Let them get their song.
Allison, which cup are you picking when you look in the cabinet? Come on.
Okay. So literally just, I think I told you guys I just redid my kitchen.
Oh, good.
You know, the oven, whatnot.
Yep.
So we had the cup argument with me and my husband about how we have too many cups.
Get rid
this
of some.
So
which
funny.
Ones?
Even as a kid, I remember my dad yelling about this. Like, this must be a constant fight in households, you know? Anyway, mm-hmm. Go on, Allison.
This man tried to tell me that I did not need one of my most favorite cups in the world. It's very odd, and I don't know why I love it.
Yeah.
It is a wine cup without the stem.
Stemless.
And it's plastic.
Yeah.
Ooh, but it's plastic.
And I love
and specific.
It for my juice, for whatever. I don't know why. I love the cup. I love how it fits in my hand.
Something about the feel.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. There is a thing because I hate referencing something so old, but I feel like I have to, if so it makes sense. When I was dating Pottery Guy 100 years ago, I remember him making coffee cups because they're made out of, you make them with pottery.
Pottery.
And him going, I need you to hold this cup. And tell me how it feels, because I don't drink coffee.
It's a big thing.
It's a huge thing. And I would hold it, and I'd be like, yeah, no. What do you think of the handle? Like, we would go through he would ask me all these questions.
I would be a cup designer so hard, fast, and so good.
It's a thing, Allison, where it matters how you, and think about when I get a coffee cup, it matters to me what it feels like, what the handle feels like, how I hold it. All of these things matter.
It's the cup test. Does it feel like my cup?
And
if it don't, it's not my cup.
The same. It's very specific.
You know what I'm saying? Drinking out of cups.
Allison, tell your husband, pipe down.
And
that's
sit down.
I'm like, you put those back in that cabinet, they ain't going nowhere.
Well, hands off the mugs. Mug.
Okay, we got
going
it. Now
crazy.
Now she's mad. Okay, bye,
okay,
Allison.
Bye. We love you. Appreciate you. Bye. We didn't mean to fire y'all up on a Friday.
Jair from Muskego said, my bedazzled venti Starbucks cup is what I use.
Those things are collectibles.
Apparently, Becca from West Dallas texted in and said, any Stanley tumbler because my feral kids are likely to spill or steal my drink. Girl, the kids drinking my drink. Get ready for that. I'm sure they do that to you now, but wait till they're 13 and they drink the whole thing.
This morning, I couldn't get out of the car because the boys were chugging my dang jug of
so
water.
So annoying.
Back in college.
That's why we hide food and drinks from kids.
Speaking of tumblers, remember the old shakers that had the steel tumbler in it for like the protein powder?
Yes, they still kind of make those.
Those used to be my favorites all time with the round top.
I hate those. I'll bring those to you.
Really?
I hate those things.
Bring them all.
I'll bring them all to you. If I haven't thrown them out, I hate those.
I'll tell you where the five is.
I hate the ones with the thing. You will?
I will.
Oh,
if you bring
less.
Them all, I'll tell you where
all
the
right,
five
screw
is.
It. Let's go one more. How about eight?
Oh my goodness, we just out here wilding.
Well, we're going to commercials after this, screw it. So we're going to take as many as we want today. Hi, Kiss FM, who's this?
Good morning.
Good morning on a Friday.
The mayor of Alabama.
Fire, let's go.
All right, what cup are you drinking out of, Ryan? This is a very serious discussion. You look in the cabinet, you have to make a decision.
No games, come on.
Normally I've got two. It's one, it's my morning coffee mug Yeti, you know.
Oh, he's got
I got my different color ones,
he's
I got my
mug,
Yeti.
The travel mug.
He's got the hot and the cold, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got my hydro jug, my lovely TikTok hydro jug. That sucker is awesome.
The big jug.
Ice fresh, and it's got a straw, because I can't have that ice contact in my teeth.
I got to get back on TikTok.
How much you pay on a shop for it, man? Talk to us.
Oh, you got to ask the wife. You got to go underneath her her name and look it up.
Oh,
that's what I did.
Tell her to
she
send
got
the
that
link.
Emotion going, yeah, man.
Right, man. They be running
it
crazy.
With his wife. Oh, yeah, wow.
They run crazy promos.
I love it.
Yeah.
So many people that were, I'm like, where'd you get that? The TikTok shop. I'm like, damn.
Yep.
Okay.
That
okay,
thing
girl.
Will knock over on a lawnmower as long as that straw is closed, and it won't spill. And it keeps all the grass out, too.
Dang,
so
no
I've
way.
Got a clean straw. Yeah.
And it keeps the grass
if
out,
if that's
too.
Not a Calabama review, I don't know what is, Ryan.
Right? I know.
You got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Uh-oh, today's has to do with telling Grandpa it's over. It's over, Grandpa!
Well, not over like that. Hold on. Like driving over.
I didn't mean he's going to die. Well, I just meant the driving is over.
Might have scared some people.
Oh, geez. Okay.
No, listen. This one's going to get goofy, and I think we could give some advice.
Okay.
All right, Allie and DZ. Mm-hmm. So I was driving with my 84-year-old grandfather the other day. It says today, but I'm assuming it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Honestly, some of his driving habits are starting to freak me out. We were on our way to the dump, and even though the speed limit was 25, mm-hmm. he was cruising at 15 miles per hour. His reaction time, non-existent. Plus, he stops at intersections where the cross traffic has stop signs, not him.
Sounds like every day of my life in the nowadays, I look around and go, what is wrong with people?
He's 84 at the end of
the day. That's too much. And he sounds like my father, who should not be driving as well.
Reaction time says, it's not there. It says, then about a week ago, he parked the car on the lawn to toss some garbage out. What's up with this guy in garbage?
I don't know.
When he went to leave,
that's all they have to do.
True.
I'm not even kidding. My parents are bored.
They go to the dump, just go random
stuff.
Yeah,
they take the trash out like five times a day.
Nah, that explains
it. They walk to the curb, I'm telling you.
You're actually right.
You're actually right. Mm-hmm.
When he went to leave, he ran over our dog's leash anchor. I told him to back out of the way, but instead, he backed right into a big tree in our yard and asked, what was that? Seriously, I'm getting more and more worried. He's going to cause an accident, hurt himself, or someone else. He's super stubborn. No kidding. He's 84. Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid that he won't give up his license willingly. Probably not until something really bad happens. Has anyone been through this? What did you do? And how did you even start to talk with them about giving up their license?
Well, don't ask me, because I saw this fight every day with my parents. I mean,
your folks are still driving.
And they should not be. And I see what people go through, because it's unbelievable that the people they let drive. I mean, it's bad enough with texting and everything and everything everybody else is doing. I mean,
old heads don't text, though.
No, they don't. They don't know what's going on. But I'm saying, like, you know, nowadays you drive down the road and people are literally holding up their phones, either texting or talking. Like
to their face.
Remember when you used to hide them?
On FaceTime.
Oh, no, they're not even hiding them anymore. But old people, they just have no business. I mean, none. My dad, it's amazing he hasn't caused more accidents. So I watch him drive. I can't drive with him. I will scream in the backseat. It's that bad. No, it's that bad. My sisters and I will text each other like we're all going to die today.
How do you open Stan's a conversation, driving. Though, with somebody that's that old, that seasoned, that has that experience, and quite frankly, is that stubborn? Once you hit a certain age, you get that stubborn itch, bro.
Don't ask me. He doesn't listen to me, DZ. You tell me. They're older. They don't care. They're setting their ways. It's like, please.
Can I be honest? And this is going to sound like the worst advice ever.
What?
You said
I was going to say, and you have to remember, it is a huge part of a person's independence.
Yes.
You've seen that now by not being able to drive.
Mm-hmm.
When my mom could not drive, we saw how depressed she was, how sad she was, how she started to deteriorate because some of her independence was gone. And it's a thing. And you don't want to see them deteriorate, but you also don't want them to kill somebody, right?
True.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
So I had to add, because it's an important part of the situation. That's what's so painful.
You are right. Me not being 84, me being 32 and literally going, I've gotten depressed because I can't drive.
Take someone's independence away in any form and they're going to be sad about it.
Mm-hmm,
you know? Unless you're filling it in with a butler who's going to do it all for me.
Well,
that's a dream, darling.
If I've got Jeeves on command
You've got a chaperone for me, I will take it. But
chauffeur me.
Anyway, no, but seriously, what were you going to say?
I hate that this is going to be my most sound advice, because I don't think you want to be a part of this physically, right? You might have to backdoor this one on grandpa or, you know, grandparents if somebody's had experience with this.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, you know the car they're driving. You know the make and model.
You can't steal the car.
I'm not saying steal the car.
God.
I'm saying you got to report them.
No, you're going to call him Pops?
If you know how unsafe they've been, maybe call the non-emergency line and say, hey, y'all, just to be completely honest, I'm worried about my grandparent driving. They're doing yada, yada. Give them this same spiel you hit us with,
man, and
get them reported. They might get pulled over.
Somebody said his doctor can put him through a driver safety thing with occupational therapy. I love driver safety thing.
Doctors can do that?
I mean, I'm sure if you talk to a doctor.
I don't want to go through no doctor to get, you know, hold on.
I don't know. Maybe doctors can. Let's talk to somebody on the phones this morning. Maybe doctors can help you make that decision. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Shelly from the East Side.
Our girl,
hey.
Shelly on the East Side, a.k.a. bartender at Wolski's.
Closing it down.
Hey,
morning.
Girl.
Good morning.
Buenos dias. Jinx. Do you have experience with this? How do we get Grandpa to stop driving?
Take the car away.
Come on. Is that even legal, you guys? To take the car away? Or is it just mean?
Who's got conservatorship? Is Grandpa still living on his own? It kind of sounds like it.
Yeah.
How do you take a car? And that's taking somebody's independence. Mm-hmm. How do you really go, hey, give me them keys, Grandpa. You're too old.
So I had to do it with my grandmother.
Oh, well, then tell us. Yeah, what happened?
You literally just took the keys?
I just happened to need a car, in quotation marks.
Ah, you had to borrow the car for a period of time.
Remember how I drove the Hoopty in high school, the Delta 88, the 1979 Delta 88? I love that thing. We called it Big Blue. It was amazing.
We all had a Hoopty.
Well, not all, but we did, DZ.
But, hey, that part.
But it was my grandma's car, and they must have been when they were trying to get her to stop driving because, you know, it was like, you're getting grandma's car. And I was like, cool.
Okay.
But all of a sudden, she didn't have one, right? See what I mean?
Oh.
So grandma was like,
I'm catching up.
Yeah. So they must have been like, hey, give Allison your car when she turned 16.
This is what Shelly did. She said, hey, grandma, I need the car.
Oh, all of a sudden.
I need to borrow for a couple months. Uh-huh. Turns into a couple years. And then all they forget they even
then
had a car.
They forget. Yeah. All right, Shelly.
She never got the Cutler Sierra back.
You fool. Bye.
Bye, Shelly.
Much love.
All right, 414-533-1037. Well, how did we get Grandpa to stop driving?
He's 84. He's probably increasingly more reckless.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Okay, so Grandpa needs to stop driving, but they don't know how to get him to stop driving. They're like, how do we basically get him to surrender his license without freaking him out?
And there is no cutoff to when you can or should stop driving. Mm-hmm. You just kind of deteriorate, right?
Yeah, let's start with Carrie in Waukesha, actually, on two. Good morning, Carrie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
What's your advice for Grandpa? How do they get him to stop driving? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he needs to take that test. I think that's going to be a clear indication of, you need to stop driving. Because my uncle, who has Alzheimer's, they had him take it, and he had to do the simulation. And for the nighttime, he actually hit somebody. So that right there was like, you can't do it, and then just live your best passenger princess life.
Laurel in North Prairie said the police and the doctor will not do it. My grandpa was 92 and got lost for 6 hours. Silver alert and everything. We did the same thing as Shelly. My car broke and he gave me his.
you'll switcheroo.
Well, I think there is a way to fix this, and we've got some people on the phone that are going to help. Thank you, Carrie.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Talk to you later. Bye. All right, let's go next to, how about Luke in Economwalk, day three?
Ooh.
Look at this guy.
Man's on a roll.
Luke, we don't even have an Economwalk regular. You might be the first.
Well, we will.
Now you're going to have one.
Let's get it, Luke. Good morning, man.
A lot of the stuff that you guys bring up, I get very confused and start yelling at my windshield.
Yelling at my windshield.
Luke,
I never heard that.
Well, then you're made to be a regular on this show if you're passionate like us about things. That's why we're here. All right, Luke, talk to us.
Being a commercial driver and being a farmer all on top of it, we had a problem with my grandpa, too, when he was 81.
Yeah.
And, they don't want to stop.
He didn't want to stop. And when we sat down with doing a family intervention with him, he looked at all of us and he's like, over my dead body, I'm going to stop driving. So then
I would. I'd be grandpa in this situation.
Yeah. I would,
so
too.
Then the next, so, like, 2 days after that, he backed in and he knocked the garage 4 inches off the footing.
Oh, jeez. He did it to himself, huh?
Yeah. And then he got out. He goes, yeah, maybe it is time for me to get done driving. What I've been hearing is that they are going to be doing, the state of Wisconsin is going to be doing a test now with people over 70 about taking a driving test. And I don't know if it's going to be free or if it's going to cost money. I'm assuming because we live in the state of Wisconsin, it's going to cost money. But I could be very well wrong.
We'll see.
I love the shade.
So they're trying to pass a law of doing that. And then after the age of 70, they want people to start taking the driver's test every 5 years, whether it's going to be simulator or if it's actually going to be in person.
Wait, everybody?
Over the age of 70.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
I think it should be every couple
years. I'm a big supporter of that because I see hundreds of people driving and
how crazy they are.
And like today's day and age,
it's bad.
I don't even know why I'm saying that because I'm only 31 years old. But
People are more distracted than ever. No, like, it's right. a pretty wild on the road these days. I'm not going to lie. And the funny thing is, I was talking to my friends about this. You see people do things that are crazy all the time, and then you, like, honk or call them out, and they look at you like, what?
What?
You're the,
what?
Like, they look at you like you did something wrong because they're so on another planet.
And now they
don't even know what they did wrong.
And now they're on you, tailing you,
going, thinking you're what, the one. You got, I didn't do anything. It's like, you're so oblivious.
Yep.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, boy.
And the roads now are just, like, so congested because, like, people don't want to stop driving, but it seems like everybody and their brother can just go get a license, like, from a Cracker Jack box.
Or don't have a license, you feel me?
Or don't have a license, yeah, or don't have a license.
See, Luke.
So it's like, people are just like, you know, it's safe driving is, like, a number one thing in our family, and it should stay that way. And people, it just seems like, I don't know, the other day I was driving through downtown Heartland, and there was...
Luke's like,
There's other people on the phone, no offense. Luke's like, so the other day, you know, tell us what happened. No, I want to hear, and then we're going to get you off.
It was a 16 or 17-year-old kid, whatever, he's fresh on license. But, like, okay, you went through the schooling, like... You know, he stopped dead on the railroad tracks. I'm like, what are you doing?
What a moron.
No, not the tracks.
People do that. I'm like, you are a moron. Nobody ever taught you don't stop on the... I don't care if the light is green. Don't stop on the tracks.
Please don't stop. PSA, please don't stop.
Suicide.
Luke, it's getting dark. New PSA.
That's another
Luke,
day, man.
We love you. Goodbye.
Later, man. We'll hit you on the flip.
It was a suicide. I'm like, oh, my God.
Day four on the flip side, man.
Luke.
Hey, but there's one thing about Wisconsin that they don't require driver safety courses. Is to get your license once you turn 18.
Well,
you feel me? So once you become a quote-unquote adult, I think that's wrong.
Somebody texted in, I work for the DMV. They can report grandpa and fill out a form and be anonymous. We will retest them, and there are other things we can do to help with that.
So rather than the cops, report the DMV. I don't hate that option because you don't want to go face-to-face because if I was grandpa, you're going to have to fight me for them keys, youngin'.
I agree. Rich in Greenfield has something to say about this. He says he knows. Rich, good morning.
What up?
Hey, good morning. Buenos dias, y'all.
Buenos dias. Talk to us.
You better have something good to say after Luke.
I was
going to
say exactly what that person just texted in.
Yeah,
so,
good. That's what I wanted.
Cannot, force them to take a road test legally, I guess, or the police can't force them. You can make a complaint with the Wisconsin DOT and with the DMV.
Okay. Got it.
And it's going to be a report of a good cause for an unsafe driver.
Okay.
And once you file that, you technically can't be, you know, anonymous, but they can try to hide your identity for as much as they can until they file a freedom of information.
So if grandpa gets it, they can technically tell grandpa who reported him, but at the end of the day...
It's going to take too long, and is grandpa really going to go through that? The chances are he's going to get that license taken either way.
So who do they report it to?
To the DMV, to the Wisconsin DOT.
Just like the person said.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's a good cause. And then what happens is they'll require the driver to go ahead and verify with the medical report that there's nothing medically wrong with them and that they can still drive. But their license is never canceled, only based on a report. Otherwise, you'll have a bunch of people out here making a bunch of reports, you know.
That makes sense.
Well, I mean,
wait till DZ finds out. I reported him. That's the only reason he's not driving.
Checks and balances, man. We about to check some balances.
You're welcome.
Rich, we appreciate your knowledge, man.
Bye, Rich.
All right, thanks. You guys have a good day. Thank you very much.
You too, man. Love.
I didn't really report you, but.
Yeah, all right. No wonder my. Ooh.
They're like, yeah, no cane.
DZ can't drive for another 6 months.
That's funny.
Yeah, no, I'm driving.
That was perfectly what we needed. Call the DMV.
Yeah.
You can report them, but you better be prepared for the whole thing to go.
Yeah, and it can go south.
And they're going to know you reported them if they have the oomph to look. And old people have a lot of time on their hands. DZ.
Just fake the injury and get grandpa's keys, bro. Borrow that car for the rest of your life.
Because next thing you know, he's backing into the garage.
Or you.
Thank you. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
So I was at the cream puff contest yesterday at the Wisconsin State Fair, DZ.
Champion of champions round.
I know you missed it because you had physical therapy, which we're going to talk about on this show because I cannot wait to hear all the updates. You had a big update, which we talked about in the beginning of the show.
Yeah, a little bit, which I'll bring up again, yeah.
Yes, but I had the cream puff contest. They had asked me to be in it because they've decided they have a celebrity cream puff eating contest at the fair. And every year, it started turning into this thing where, like, the same person won. I think it was getting boring. Because, you know, when the same people win over and over, you're like, oh, okay. Or the same channel, like Channel 12. Like, if it wasn't Dario Melendez, if you don't know him, it's fine. He's a sports guy. It's Diana Gutierrez,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Diana,
so then
yeah.
It gets, okay, now it's all done. So it's like, what
it's
are
like,
they?
Wait, is okay. This an inside job?
So I don't know if that's how the fair felt, but that's how I felt. So I was glad that they made two new rounds.
Allie almost ate sugar again to break it up.
Honest to God. So they were up there and they had a champions round. They said, do you want to be in the champions round, Allie, since you won 2 years in a row?
Right.
And I said, no, I don't eat sugar, but I'll host it. So I got to MC the champions round. So they had the newcomers round. Radar from our sister station, after 18 years, finally won.
Finally.
18 years.
And then he had the audacity to talk trash to me this morning. So you know what I told him?
How's he going to talk trash to you when I've won? He has no business.
I told him he now has a nemesis origin story. I'm coming for him next year.
Good. Mm-hmm. Honest to God, good.
Mm-hmm. Good luck. We're going to win.
He's going to have to go to the champions round. He's not even going to be in that. So now they have a champions round. So it ended up only being three people because I guess all the other champions either said no or could not come. Because I was like, where are the rest of the champions?
Mm-hmm.
Because it would have been four of us if I had agreed to do it.
So there's only
it was
three
Molly
people.
From On Milwaukee and then Dario and Deanna from WISN. I go, this is it? So there's a lot of other winners, but either they couldn't come.
Maybe
or
not
they,
everybody.
One
could've.
Was
yeah,
in
yeah,
Green
yeah.
Bay with
yeah,
the Packers.
Right.
So I was like, well, I guess, you know, maybe next year Moore will show up and he can and our radar can join
radar
in.
Radar will be in the – yeah, he'll be the
and
fourth
I don't know
next
if
year.
Then they take – they don't – so Dario won the champion round. I kept trying to fix it so the women would win because you know me. But unfortunately, he won again.
He pulled it off.
So I don't know if he hosts it, but whatever.
Yeah.
It was a good day. And the cream puff contest was phenomenal. And then right after, I was – drenched. I was sweating so bad.
It was hot.
Oh my God. And everybody's like, what are you doing now? I'm like, I'm going to take a shower. I'm leaving.
To rinse
goodbye.
Off.
Goodbye.
Dog,
I mean, what the hell?
Next year it's on. It's
next
active.
Year. You got to get back in next year. Mm-hmm. Get in that cream puff contest.
Oh, just know.
Yeah, because there was way more people in it, I feel like, the previous year. So I don't know if everybody was busy or what was going on this year, but, you know, summer's flying by. The fair, it's the last weekend of the fair. This is it.
August is cruising.
Oh, and if you're going to be at the fair, Saturday night, there's a Taylor Swift party. I'm very excited about this.
Little T-Swift.
Yeah,
that's
totally
right.
Free. You just come out and dance at the little Bank 5-9 little area. The amphitheater. They're going to have a Taylor Swift night. It's got to be similar to what you did at the rave, don't you think?
Somebody playing some of the tracks.
It's 3 hours of Taylor Swift music, yep. And we just dance and sing, and people come out for it. So if you're
going to
be at the
party.
Fair, or you want to bring like maybe your teens or your tweens or your kids, and they want to dance, and on a Saturday night, it's 5 to 8. It's Saturday night from 5 to 8. So we'll be out at the fair for that Taylor Swift party, and it's going to be fun.
That's going to be fun.
And I'll be singing every song.
That's going to be a blast. I mean, everybody's going to be with you on that one,
yeah.
Obviously.
It's good. All right, it's time for Am I the Jerk? And then we're going to do the last set of tickets to Tacos and Tequila, the festival, and then Dumpster Fire Dating, and then DZ's Big Update.
All right. A lot of things going on.
We got to get through Friday.
Oh, we're busy.
We got to get through Friday. You ready?
What you trying to do? You trying to just jump in?
Let's go.
Who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well. He wants to know if he's the jerk for making a joke about his wife's friend.
No. Wait.
What?
Without context, I can't just say no. I mean, it's your wife's friend, which means it's your friend,
right?
You're
damn right. You stick. You know what? Good. Good answer. You stick with the wife. She doesn't like her, neither do you. You got me?
Oh, she doesn't like her?
I don't know. Listen.
I'm listening. I can't prejudge.
He said, Allie and DZ, I'm 29. My wife is 32. Not important, but just painting a picture of our life.
Mm-hmm.
My wife has a group of friends, and she dislikes one of them because she talks bad about others.
Mm.
A girl in the friend group invited all of us to her birthday party for dinner at a restaurant, and the girl she disliked ended up sitting right across from us. Well, I ended up ordering the same thing as the friend she dislikes. I then make a joke about, wow, I picked the wrong girl.
Oh.
It was a joke, not funny to my wife.
Yeah, no kidding.
Am I the jerk for making a joke about my wife's friend?
I mean, that was the joke.
Oh, God.
That you picked the wrong girl?
Because they ordered the same food.
Just because y'all got the same chicken parm or whatever?
Would have been funny if she liked the girl. Maybe. Maybe.
If y'all were close, maybe you could have slid with that one.
But yeah, if I don't like somebody and my man's like, oh, I picked the wrong girl, which would, yeah, it might set me off too. I'm not going to lie.
Do
like,
you,
really?
Do you know really? They don't like each other?
Who?
The friends. Are you cognizant as the partner that your wife doesn't like that friend?
Because
if not, you're just dumb and you just
made
a mistake.
He said he knows.
But he says he knows
said
because
she dislikes
talks trash.
One of them because she talks bad about others. He doesn't like her.
That's the first sign for me where maybe that's the wrong joke. I know it was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're supposed to be able to be bashful and joke whatever with all the friends. You know which friends you can and can't
joke
with.
You better be on my side, though. Isn't that the moral of the story if we're married?
Moral of the
story. Or in a relationship or partnered up. My side.
And that's
not
her
side. Don't even make the joke. Ha, ha, ha. He made some stupid joke, which he was harmless, but it was not harmless in the grand scheme of things in her mind. She's like, really? You're making a funny joke with a girl I hate about how you should be together?
I hear that he's comfortable because it's her group of friends, right? You can kind of say what you want. It's free talk. Not always. And you got to recognize when it ain't. And if your wife already has some type of feelings towards that friend, bro, come on. You got to be better than this one.
He's a jerk. 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 He's a jerk. 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 I don't know what people are going to say. 414-533-1037. Is he a jerk for making a joke about his wife's friend and saying, oh, I picked the wrong girl because they ordered the same thing at a restaurant and she didn't take it very kindly because she doesn't like this girl.
It's a joke, but that's the wrong joke.
It's
the wrong joke. It's one thing if you're like,
his wife's mad.
Oh, look at you trying to copy me, you goofy, you copier, you sucker.
Like I said, you don't like her and I don't like her. That's how we go.
Then that's a joke. If you're ribbing on the friend, then you're going, oh man, why'd you have to copy me? Whoa, you suck. That's different.
Somebody's
going to
say, oh, just be mature. Who cares? He's not leaving with the woman. Blah, blah, blah.
What are you worried about? Yeah, I get it.
Chris from Greenfield said, okay, I'm not the only one that hit the when you said the joke.
What?
What did you say about the joke? I don't understand, Chris. You're going to have to call in. I'm confused.
Facts. I really don't know what he's talking about. Our text lines come in so weird, too.
I don't know. I hate our text lines. So, somebody said, I don't even get the joke. Ah, that's maybe. There was no. The joke was that they ordered the same food. Let's say DZ and his wife are across from me, and she doesn't like me. And DZ and I both order steak.
Yeah,
and when we order, you go.
Oh, you ordered the steak too, Aaron. I'm with the wrong girl.
Oh hell no! And then Aaron hates me.
Son.
Imagine that's the joke. He's making a joke, and it's a horrible joke because his wife does not like this girl.
Even though we're all supposed to be
joke.
Friends,
is that clear now?
And okay to say whatever. The joke was not funny. You say what it is,
or was it?
Who laughed?
Him. Nobody else. All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so he wants to know if he's the jerk for making a joke about his wife's friend. His wife does not like this friend because she thinks she's toxic. She talks about other people.
It's
blah, blah, blah.
A frenemy.
Yeah, it's a frenemy. So they end up across the table at dinner, at a birthday dinner, and he makes a joke about how he picked the wrong girl because he and the girl, the one that badmouths everybody, he said, oh, I picked the wrong one because they both ordered the same meal.
Hubby and the frenemy got the same food, so hubby said, oh, ha, 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 I should be with you instead,
oh,
girl.
Oh, God.
That's the joke. That's the joke. That's the joke.
The wife was not happy, and here we are now, and everybody's angry. Jennifer's in Racine, and she is hot. I mean hot.
Like mad?
Yes.
Oh.
Hey, Jennifer.
Morning, Jennifer. Hey, girl.
Hi. Yes, I am so upset. I can't even believe this is something someone really said.
Okay, well, I'm going to open the gates. Go.
Better believe it.
Okay, I just want to put it in perspective. I'm 26, so maybe I'm just too young, and my opinion is like
your
I need to grow up.
Your opinion matters.
Stuff.
No.
But
no,
I am so upset right now. I don't understand why he would say that. He would have been the next thing on that plate. He would have been eating him for dinner.
Hold on. Don't go cannibal. Hold
so
on,
she thinks
Jennifer.
Jerk, obviously. Jerk.
He would have been canceled forever.
Yeah. You're not like, young. Everybody has their own way. Some might say it's an insecurity thing, but some might say it's just about supporting
your
partner.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming
is that
people are
going
to think it's an insecurity thing, but
for some it's
I just
about,
feel like, why would you say that? If I don't like this person, then you don't like this person.
Can we agree that we would definitely feel differently if this was somebody we got love and affection for, appreciation? explanation for it. Because it's the frenemy situation that makes this joke not funny. I don't 100%. Think you joke about this, period.
That's the thing, because think about this. There's tons of people I don't like, DZ, that you get along with just fine. Think about it. And that's cool. But you would never make a joke like, I'd rather be on the radio with you instead of Allie, or I'd come for you.
That is exactly, I agree. If it's one of my cool friends.
Yeah.
But you know I don't like this girl. Why would you go in here and say this in front of me and embarrass us all?
That part. Like, you could be nice, but you went too far.
And embarrass us
all. See what I mean?
Because think about it. Somebody might have not thought that was funny. Somebody might have thought you were being serious. And somebody might now think you guys' relationship is on rocky roads. And maybe, you know, that was a slight.
It's the joke.
Yes.
It's the joke. It's the,
that would have put me over the edge. I would have been so mad.
I hear you.
I would have just left him there. He would have been right there with her. Go ahead.
You're not going to divorce him over that. I mean, come on. You're just going to have a fight.
I wouldn't divorce him, but I'm like, you're supposed to know that I don't like this person. And if I don't like this person, you don't like this person. Why would you say this?
Great topic.
I know that this was an argument on the way home, because there's no way that she just let this go.
Hear me out.
It should have been. That would have been the next one. It better have been safe for the ride home, not in public.
What if, now the devil's advocate coming out here, what if she has only ever badmouthed this friend in private? So in public, you guys are BFFs. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the frenemies you treat the best in public, right? Unfortunately, you keep them close.
You're being professional.
You're being professional or whatever.
So the thing is, like, that's why it's bad that he did it, because if we're in private, chances are you're the person I'm telling all of this stuff to. Mm-hmm. You know everything I hate about this girl.
Oh, that's
and you're going to go in public and do this.
It's like I complain to you about this girl, and then you don't have my back, and you say something stupid about how you should have been with her instead because you both ordered the steak or whatever.
Yeah,
I understand.
Yeah,
that's why you're hot.
I would have been real. Yeah, well, I would have been.
If you're hot now, hold on. The guy on the phone next disagrees with you.
Bye, Jennifer.
Love you. If she's not mad yet, she's gonna be pulling up Nick and
Tosa.
Oh,
that was too good, bro. You're
Nick,
funny.
Are you brave enough to say jerk after that?
You still 10 toes? What's up?
Sure.
You're not the jerk, I mean. Not the jerk. Which way are you going?
I'm standing. Nice. I'm standing.
Stand your ground.
I thought it was funny.
Explain yourself. Why was it funny?
Go on.
Okay. Like any good joke, I'm pretty sure the timing was just off a little bit.
True.
Maybe.
You know, maybe if they had, you know.
You're saying a lot of your nose, Nick. You're saying a lot of your nose.
He said, I had my speech ready in my head. I had my
Jennifer went off.
Maybe it's just my sense of humor. I think my girl, she would have found it funny. I don't know.
Yeah,
I probably would have been kicked in the shins under the table. But
you might have gotten a kick, but you're not alone. There are people listening who would have gone like very lightly and jokingly in their relationship. And so you do represent some weird population, DZ, and I don't understand.
But you normally know the jokes
you know
that
better.
Are green and the jokes that are not.
Right.
You know better. Should have known better.
I mean, I don't disagree, but I do feel like DZ said earlier, that if all we do is diss this girl, you know, back home
in
and
private.
We come out, right, in
you
private,
act accordingly.
And if we go out with them, then you just...
You got to pretend like everything...
Mm-hmm. And you know he's not really going to get with the other friend,
so
hopefully.
So he's just acting his same old goofy self, and it happened to be with the friend you dislike, so that even though that friend doesn't know that y'all dislike her, he's just going, oh, I said the joke, I didn't think it'd blow that
this
badly.
This is where dude energy goes left all the time with women.
Wrong crowd.
Nick, wrong crowd, for real. I get where Nick is coming from, even though I don't necessarily agree.
Mm-hmm. What's this guy's name? Me and him need to go get a beer.
Y'all will be soon.
Well, we didn't give him a name. So.
What do you want to name him? What do you want to name him?
Joker McJokerson over here. I mean, what are we naming this guy?
Joking James. Not funny at all.
Whatever. All right, Nick, thank you for standing your ground. We appreciate you. Have a great day.
Bye.
See you later, man. Hey, we tried to razz him, and he said, nah. Well, this tree ain't shaking 10 toes, not the jerk. It's funny.
It is funny. Ryan from Calabama is so full of it. He texted in and said, not the jerk. My wife knows I would have said this in joking. You got to know your partner. Ryan, you are way too catty to act like this would have gone over as a cool joke with someone you don't like. Come on.
You have to know your partner in both senses, though.
No
you got to know what joke would have landed and not.
All right, let's go to Kelly in Sussex and see which way she's going to go, because she's the tiebreaker.
Are we split?
Yeah. Hey, Kelly.
Morning.
Good morning. I think this is the first time I've ever been the tiebreaker.
No.
Well, congratulations. Today's your day. And Millie from the South Side wrote in and said that was a slap in the face, especially because you know she hates her. If she talks about everyone now, that is going to be the next gossip.
True. No, that is true. Yeah.
Which way are you going, Kelly? Is Kelly. He the jerk for making the joke?
Long time theme song. First time.
First time tiebreaker.
I'm going to say he is so the jerk. If that was me, he would have woken up in the hospital.
At least it's not a body bag.
And only because she poisoned his food, not because she laid a hand on him.
We don't know. No, he should have had her back.
Samantha and McGuanago texted him, am I the only one who would call him out right at the table? Yes, because the girl doesn't know nobody likes her.
Right, and that's the caveat. It's a genuine frenemy, so y'all are only batting behind closed doors.
Oh, we're calling him Foot and Mouth Philip. Thank you, whoever texted that in.
I like Foot and Mouth Philip. Okay.
That's a good name.
Lock it in. Foot and Mouth Philip.
Kelly, big old jerk. Big old jerk.
Big old jerk.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Big old jerk.
Say less.
All right. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Wow, people are texting in all fired up about Foot and Mouth Philip. Jerk. Put the shoe on the other foot. What if she said that about one of your friends you didn't like? Would it still be funny? That's from Carl in Milwaukee.
That's literally what I was just about to say. Yeah. Had this situation been flipped, I don't think he would have found this funny himself.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah, exactly.
No, genuinely.
He's got a dude he doesn't like, and then you're like, I should have married him.
You want to leave him for me? What you mean? What you trying to do? Go ahead. Bye. Go. Bye.
I love it how you put yourself in that scenario, DZ. You're like, no. Uh-uh. No.
What?
I love it.
Flip that script, man. Jerk. Tell me you laugh at that same joke. No.
Foot in mouth, Philip is a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Okay, let's give away tickets, and then let's get into Dumpster Fire Dating. We have a lot to do today on
tacos,
the show.
Tacos, tequila, what you trying to do?
Give these tickets to somebody. That's what I'm trying to do. Tacos and Tequila Festival at Franklin Field on September 13th. It is happening, and you have to be caller. Let's go with caller. I'm just going to do 13. 414-533-1037. I know. It's on the 13th of September.
You're going crazy on a Friday.
414-533-1037. Caller 13, two tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival. You're going to see Lil Jon? What?
Who? Mike Jones.
Good luck, Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. How quickly the tides have turned on Dumpster Fire Dating, and you'll find out why next. But
for
hold
real?
On.
I did not see that one coming in the least.
All right. Let's go to Anna in Milwaukee first. We got to give away these tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival.
Wait, Anna?
Our theme song holder, Anna in Milwaukee. I know. Anna, girl. Okay, will you explain the sauce to people? How do you win so much? Like,
do
I don't
do?
Know what it is. How do you win everything?
Seriously.
You were in our Neo suite. Like, what is the secret?
Girl,
I'm not kidding. Tell people.
Active.
How do you do it?
You gotta call. You gotta try every day.
What?
I lose a lot of times.
Lose a lot of times. Well, because I was going to say, people try
like,
a lot.
It's like winning the lottery. She's saying, don't give up.
Yeah, I try a lot. I call every day.
But you don't always win. All the losses, she does win, though, is what she's saying.
So it's about the attempts. It's not about the success. You only see the wins, but you don't see the losses.
Mm-mm.
Exactly. You don't see how many times I don't get through or I'm the caller before the winner.
You're right. We don't see that.
The sauces don't stop.
I'm glad you finally got to meet DZ at the fair. Did you enjoy that experience?
Too. Yes, I was very excited. Yeah.
What'd you think of DZ, you and your husband, when you met him?
Be honest. I ain't going
to
be offended.
No, we like you. My husband actually has been starting to listen because he likes to hear you. So.
Oh, my way. My dog. That's my dog.
That's so nice. I love that he didn't listen before. That's so kind.
Tell him I said, hey, baby.
Now he's coming around.
Well, you know, he sees the face with the voice, you know.
Yeah. Makes more sense.
It helps. It's easier when
you know him, yeah. Well, you're going to Tacos and Tequila Festival.
Yay, awesome. Thank you.
You're so welcome. You're going to see Lil Jon. You're going to see B.O.B. You're going to see Trina, Paul Wall. The list goes on. So
on and on.
Have a great time. It's September 13th at Franklin Field. Have you ever been? Because it's the third year.
No.
Oh, good.
No, I've not been.
First time.
Well, have a great time. Somebody will be in touch, Anna, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Much love.
Yeah, she's been listening so long that I remember when her boys were little. And now they're like in their 20s. They're in their 20s.
Now they're grown.
She used to bring them to like Kiss events and they were little. And then now she's like, yeah, they're gone. They're in college. I'm like, what?
And her husband wasn't listening then.
Now he is.
He's listening now, though.
Now he is. Chris.
What up, my boy?
All right, we've got to do dumpster fire dating. Give me 3.5 minutes. That gives you just enough time to run into work or switch over to the Odyssey app or do whatever you need to do if you're afraid you're going to miss it. Because yesterday we had a special edition of dumpster fire dating.
Yeah.
I was very proud of myself. I canceled a date.
I was going to say, I honestly, after yesterday's special edition, I was not anticipating a Friday edition.
Well, we have a Friday edition.
You said, what now?
And it's next. You know, it never stops.
Give me a thumb. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up. We know we keep it moving on this show.
Two thumbs?
We're not getting stuck anywhere.
Harsh now.
Keep it moving.
What are we pushing next?
I'll tell you. Hold on. Kiss FM.
This will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Rawr. I'm back.
When you start like that, bruh, what's going on?
This guy is so hot, DZ. Look at this guy.
What's the word?
Oh, my God. Okay, yesterday we talked about how I tried to reconnect with somebody from my past. And he was not really looking for anything. And so I said, well, I am. So you know what? Let's just be friends. And it was totally cool. I was proud of myself for effectively communicating. And you can go back and listen to yesterday's show on any of the multiple. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on, you know, Odyssey. All of it.
You can find the Allie and DZ podcast anywhere.
But I'm not going to retell that whole story again, obviously.
But it was, I thought it was a great segment, honestly.
Thank you. And I loved your input at the end where you really opened up about people that are infatuated and they're stuck on an ex and they mistake it as anything at all. Like they think they're in love, but it's an obsession because you're not getting anything back.
Love versus infatuation.
Totally different.
You know, love is reciprocal. Give and take, back and forth.
Infatuation you're not in love.
Is one way, and that's when you consider it love because you're like, oh, I care for this person so much.
I can't stop thinking about them.
You're infatuated, you're obsessed.
It's an intrusive thought, and you have to come to terms. Yes, absolutely.
Love is give and take.
Thank you, and I love that you said that. So, you know, I pick myself back up. I feel like I'm one of the most resilient people on the planet.
Yeah, I would
agree. And you've seen that from everything I've been through over the years, so I'm like, get back up, let's go.
Keep it pushing.
And I met this guy.
You met somebody
oh
new?
Oh my God. And finally, he's older. My friends are always
finally?
Like, my friends are always like, stop going younger, that's your first problem. And I'm like, well, have you seen the guys over 50? And I'm not going that high. I'm not going even the low.
I don't know why they would say that's a problem, but that's
I don't think it's
opinion.
A problem. Well, they all end up being like 35, right? So they always end up being like, I don't know. But I never has an issue because I feel like I'm a younger soul, you know?
Yeah, I don't think the age
I don't think it matters.
Yeah, I don't think your age difference is ever an issue as far as people you've seen.
Well, this is really funny. This guy was so hot and he's like 3 years older than me. And I was like, oh my gosh, my friends would be so proud.
Because he's older.
They would, and he's still hot.
He's a silver fox.
They'd be so proud. He's so hot. And so I'm looking at this guy, and I'm like, oh, he speaks multiple languages?
Oh.
I'm like, this guy.
Oh, he speaks multiple
I'm
languages.
I'm like, what is going on? Is this guy for real? Well,
this man is educated.
So I wondered if this man is for real. So I go find him on social media, and he's for real.
Harvard grad, what's up?
I know, and let's not get crazy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean,
now we're just making up stories in our minds.
You said multiple languages. I'm thinking, man,
that's
what's
just because
up?
He's not white. He speaks multiple languages because, and I'm not saying anything else.
Okay,
because I like to keep them a secret.
Say less.
So, I go follow him on Insta, and he's like, do I know you?
I've seen you somewhere.
And I go, yeah, you liked me on Hinge, dummy. I didn't say that, but I'm like, you sent me a like on Hinge? And he's like, oh, well, why didn't you like me back? I go, I did.
Dummy.
That's why I came here to check out your Instagram. And he's like, oh, well, what's up? So we started talking on Insta, and we just kind of been going back and forth. Only thing that scares me, he drives a motorcycle.
Why does that scare you?
Because I've never been on one. Don't you know one of my irrational fears is motorcycles? You never heard this?
You know I like motorcycles.
I know.
I didn't think
everybody
that
was, does.
I don't think I realized this was an irrational fear for you.
Because when I was in high school, I was at a guy's house that I was dating, and like his dad or somebody had a Harley in the garage. And I was like, that's cool, let me sit on it. But I didn't know it was going to tip over on top of me and how heavy it was.
They're
and
heavy.
I had the craziest, like I had like a bruise the size of Texas down my thigh for like weeks. I'll never forget it. And then I was like afraid to ever get on one. Stand on, it's stupid, I know.
Because you got pinned under the bike.
Yeah.
It wasn't on.
It wasn't on.
It just literally
but it just freaked
fell
me out.
On you.
So obviously, I just just need some awareness and some training. Like, sure. Harley should just give me some lessons and I'd probably be fine after I came into terms with it. You know,
as soon as my knee is good, I'm scared of them. The motorcycle's the next thing.
And my parents would never let us, you know, don't ride on them. They're unsafe. So that gets branded into your head as a kid as well.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then you become an adult and you move to Wisconsin. You're like, well, everybody's on a Harley.
Well, I was going to say, bro, my parents telling me not to do something only made me want to do something a little bit
totally.
More. So now I'm even more obsessed with motorcycles. Just got to get my, you know, leg back and then I'll have one.
DZ, I'm a thrill seeker too. I'd probably love it. That's the funny thing about it. I'd probably love it is what's so funny about it.
But it's holding you back because he owns a...
It's not holding me back, but I looked at it and I'm like... And he was messaging me and he was out on his Harley and he's like, I'll pick you up in 10. I go, the hell you will. I go, no you won't, my guy.
He's trying to take you on a ride.
No you won't.
Why not?
Is this going to be the one that gets me to finally ride a Harley?
It
is this
going to
be Harley guy? I mean, I don't even know. What else?
Is this going to be Harley guy?
Is this the guy that finally gets me on a motorcycle? I don't know.
This is the name you're giving him. I mean,
okay. A hottie?
Aside.
And we could ride around and put helmets on and nobody will know it's us.
Hottie on a Harley. I mean, you named him yourself. Hottie on a Harley. Why would you genuinely not? What's holding you back?
I'm scared.
I would assume that he's an experienced rider.
Yeah, so he owns one. That's why he's like, I'll pick you up in 10. I'm like, no, you won't.
Usually guys that are a little bit older on a Harley, it's not their first rodeo with a motorcycle.
Yeah, no, he owns it. He loves it.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm assuming he's an experienced rider. He'd be able to take care of you, tell you how to sit, because counterbalance is real. And when you're a passenger on a motorcycle, mm-hmm. you can't freak out. You can't be reactive. You really mm-hmm. got to be go with the flow. So
mm-hmm.
What other reasons do you have to possibly not go out with this
zero.
Guy?
Zero. Zero. In fact, I want to go out with this guy.
Well, then stop creating reasons not to.
You know what? You're right. But, oh, DZ, I'm scared.
Then don't go on a motorcycle the first day.
Somebody said motorcycles aren't an irrational fear. They're dangerous. Okay.
They are.
That's fair. You know what? But I just feel like I'm being irrational because I won't even try it. You know what I mean? I feel like there's safe ways I could try it. There's tons of classes. There's tons of people that would do it safely with me. But I'm over here going, I'm scared.
What I would say is, hey, you know, let's meet up somewhere. Mm-hmm. You drive yourself. Have him ride his little bike or whatever. His little vroom vroom bike. I'm just salty because I don't got a Harley. Get him and tell him to get on his little Harley or whatever.
Okay, wait. If I date him, will you ride on the back?
Of his bike? Hell no. What?
I don't know. You said you like Harleys.
For myself. I'm not gripping this man's waist.
I wanted to throw that by you to see if you would actually do that.
I don't know this dude.
You do a lot of crazy stuff.
What
if one of his languages is Spanish?
Would
you then?
Even if it is or isn't, if you do end up dating this guy, yeah. seeing him, I'd get on the back of the bike. I'm not like that.
Well, that makes one of us.
That's a joke. I love motorcycles.
I know.
I'm itching.
You really want
to
ride.
One of my plans for this summer was to finally get my motorcycle license so I could not joke around mm-hmm. any longer about getting a bike. That plan is on ice because of my knee surgery.
Yeah.
So if you have the potential to get on a motorcycle, I'm going to gung-ho that all day long.
Dude, I'll do a sidecar.
Nah, freaking bruh.
Okay, fine.
Don't be the lame in a sidecar.
Okay, you're
please.
Right. You're right. That's the for the no fun person in the crew. You're right.
Hear me
and
out.
And we're not those people. Okay.
Go to a lot. Have him just take you around. A couple figure
that's
eights.
That's all. Yeah.
A little, you know, not around.
I don't
the
like
block.
It when you go to on your side a little. That gives me so much anxiety. Oh
How
my
else
God.
Are you gonna turn a motorcycle?
We can't turn. We have to go one straight.
So are you? Also, you gonna be comfortable on the highway then?
Somebody said DZL. LOL, hell nah. You can text or call 414-533-1037. Sorry, go on, DZ. Oh my God, I'm dying.
Get to a little lot. I understand fully and completely not getting on the back of this motorcycle and just saying, go ahead, mm-hmm. Poppy, do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
No, but go
I can't
somewhere
say that.
Where you're comfortable and say, now give me a helmet, put me on, explain to me what this bike does. Let me see you whip it around a couple times, and then maybe I'll get on the back if I'm feeling comfortable so we can do a couple twists and turns.
Why don't you and I next summer do the class together?
Okay.
Since you want to get your license.
I'm
like
down.
I'll get my license. I don't know if I'll ever ride one after that.
But having your license isn't just about being able to like ride a motorcycle. It's learning the safety. It's learning how to pick it up if it does fall mm-hmm. on, if it topples over. It's how to, man, it's so much more than just riding a bike. It's learning how to just be around them. So if
True.
You do want
to decide
to
go out,
dip a toe, it would be smart for you to have those rules of the road in place.
Well, look at the phones ringing. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. just hold on. We have to get back into dumpster fire dating, but FYI, if you were enjoying Taylor like me and you're a Swiftie or just enjoyer, we're having a Taylor Swift party at the fair tomorrow. They let us come out to dance for it. It's a dance party. All Taylor Swift for 3 hours, 5 to 8. I'm so excited.
All Taylor, all the time.
I'll see you there tomorrow at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Let's go.
For the Taylor Swift party, 5 to 8. All right, now, let's get to the phones because I said I met this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's hot. He's actually older than me for once, not younger.
A little silver fox action.
He's hot. And I'm very attracted to this man. He says, let me come pick you up on his Harley. I said, absolutely not, my guy. Absolutely not. So let's go to the phones. Julian's in Milwaukee. He said he'll only talk to us if we don't hang up on him today.
Oh, well, excuse us for being busy.
I guess we hung up on him yesterday. Julian.
Our bad, dog.
Hey.
What's up?
What up, fam? What up?
My bad. Hey. Hey, friend.
Y'all treating me like the redheaded stepchild out here.
Hey, chill out.
I call in like a week ago. Y'all dogging me. Then yesterday, Allie just hung up on me.
Dang.
I'm over here.
Man's
got
receipts.
I gotta pay off the regulars to get in.
Man's got
Julian,
receipts.
We love you. I'm sorry. It's been a fast-moving summer. It's not personal. It's us, okay?
You know how it is, bro. But you funny, though. You funny. What up,
Papa? Should I go out with this guy and get on the Harley or what, dude?
Come
or
on,
should
man.
I put DZ on the Harley?
I was dying when she asked you to get on. But I say you do it. If you don't do it, you're passing up a blessing. Mm. I say you just explain to him what fear you may have.
Yep.
And if you guys start out slow, hey, let's go around the blocks a couple times. He'll teach you how to ride, how to be passenger, how to lean with the bike,
mm-hmm,
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
At least try it. If you don't try it, then you'll
I'm
never
scared.
Know.
And you always dwell. Be like, because it's not that you're genuinely scared of motorcycles. You're just scared of the danger that they could be.
Mm-hmm.
With a safe rider doing the right things, you go be all right.
Somebody said, knowing how to be a passenger is almost as important as knowing how to ride. That's on our text line.
It is equally as important as knowing how to ride. That is not almost. It is equally as important. Dang, what you back
it is,
out
like
there?
It is, because DZ, like you said, it's the counterweight balance when you ride.
Mm-hmm.
I've been riding. I've rode crotch rockets. I've had Harleys. And you literally have to teach the passenger, and the passenger has to do as you say.
Okay.
Otherwise, going through a turn or something, the counterbalance is off, then, yeah, it could lead
you,
to something
you
more.
You jerk your body when you're making that left turn. You jerk it at the
oh
wrong
God,
time. Yeah, that's
don't
what
freak
it,
me out.
Well, we're not freaking you out. We're
oh.
just telling you what it is
don't
so that you
make
know,
sure
how,
I know
how to not react, right?
It's just
honest,
something new.
That's rich.
Because as you're leaning, you're not used to leaning that far over on the bike, and it may freak you out. But
so on instinct, you're
going to
want to jerk your body and go, oh, I'm falling.
I'm
no,
going to
want
to go
no,
the other
not.
Way. Like
no,
if I'm leaning to the side, I'm going to pull my body to the – if I'm going to the right, I'm pulling my weight to the left.
Well, you already
is
got
that right?
You already got the gist, girl.
Is that right?
You already got the gist. Look at you.
That's like natural reaction, though.
Well, it ain't so natural
for
everybody.
Down, so I'm going to pull my body the other way kind of thing.
Well, you think it'd be natural for everybody. It's not.
All right. Well, thank you, Julian. We're not going to hang up on you. Love you. Goodbye.
I love you guys.
Love,
bye.
Man,
goodbye.
Peace. I still hung up on
somebody
him.
Texted in and said, Allie, as a biker chick that started out as a backpack, do it. I currently now ride my own. Usually Harleys don't lean on curbs. That's more of a sports bike thing.
It
okay.
Does, yeah. And that is perfect example. Not every bike. Bikes ride different. The
mm-hmm.
Buells, the Yamahas, the Ying Yings, not the Vroom Vrooms. The ying yings,
yeah.
You gotta lean differently.
Okay,
that's the
makes
sport,
sense.
Think sportier bike.
We have a coworker that's got a.
This is a scooter. Don't
oh,
guess
it is?
It.
Oh,
scooter.
Never mind then. Okay, let's go to Megan in Muskego. I met a guy, he rides Harleys, and I'm afraid of Harleys. So now he said, I'll come get you. I said, no, you won't.
Megan, we're trying to conquer some fears.
What do I do? Do I just get on the damn bike or what?
Yes.
Yeah, Allie, I think you should do it. I think I used to go on a motorcycle with my uncle when I was like a kid.
Aww.
And it wasn't too bad. Like I loved it. I wish I kind of wish I would ride a motorcycle, but I'm also a hypocrite when it comes to motorcycles because I would get on one, but my brother wants to get one and I'm like, don't get one. They're dangerous.
Okay. So you are a hypocrite with the
yeah,
bikes.
Yeah. But somebody texted in something really good. They said, you want someone to lead. They said, Allie, this is the perfect practice to give up control. That's
hey.
Dawn
yeah.
and Muskego. Dawn,
hey.
Don't point out the obvious.
No.
You know, now we have to go deep. Now she went somewhere deeper.
What did Dawn say? I missed that the first
that's
time.
That's really probably what the core of me not liking Harleys is.
What did Dawn say?
She said, this is the perfect practice to give up control, Allie. Fine.
Ooh, Dawn.
Would that be what it is? It's a control thing?
Dawn, you know what? Dawn. Yes.
I don't know if that's
yes, Dawn. Yes, Dawn. Dawn, you win.
Yeah.
Best text of the day, DZ says. Give up control, Allie. Let him lead.
Seriously.
Sorry, Megan. I got caught up in Dawn's text. Go on. You were saying.
Harley guys, I think, are different, though. Like, Harley guys,
How? Like, tell me, since I've never dated a Harley guy. Like, how?
I haven't either, but I just know some. But I feel like they take it so much more seriously, and you don't see them.
Take what seriously? You know, biking?
Riding. Yeah. Riding. The art, the culture. Yeah, there's different subcultures within riding. The Harley guys aren't going to really be the Buell guys in most cases. Mm-hmm, you feel me? They're not. The Crotch Rockets aren't going to be the Bobbers and the Cruisers.
You're right. You're right.
And you said he's attractive. You said hottie with a Harley, bro. What are we missing here? Why are you blocking your blessings?
You know what? I don't know.
Release control, Allie. Release.
Just stop wasting time, Allie. You're right. Do it.
Okay. Oh, God. Did you see what John Cena said?
No.
He said he is so happy that he did a hair transplant.
He got a hair transplant?
Yeah, he shared with People Magazine that he got a hair transplant and that it completely changed the course of his life. He said fans had always mocked his bald spot, so he underwent the procedure in November. He combined it with red light therapy and other treatments, and he said he regrets waiting so long and blames the stigma. He said if there wasn't so much shame around it, I'd have gotten it done 10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. And,
wow.
And as a woman, I didn't realize how much the balding thing is an issue for men. I've learned this as I've gotten older and met more men as they're getting older.
Right.
Men are very sensitive about this topic.
Oh, yeah. That ball cap for that bald spot becomes a real thing.
Ah, I get it. I get why it'd be stressful as a dude. You're used to your hair.
Yeah.
But we remember when the doctors from Allume came in where I had my skin removal surgeries done, and we didn't even know they do this. They do it. We were like, what? I was talking to them about it. Because didn't we ask what's really popular for men?
And they said hair.
Hair and man boobs. Those are the two they come in to get fixed.
Yep.
And I was like fascinated.
Kind of makes sense.
It totally. And I didn't know that man boobs were a thing for men either. That this, you guys took that so that it was made you self-conscious. I didn't think you guys cared.
It's
I don't
a
know.
Problem. No, it's a problem area. We care, but society doesn't give us the chance to outwardly care. So we got to internalize it.
Sure.
Right? And then, you know.
Feel bad about yourself and it becomes shame. Yeah.
Well, because when you do care about your physicality, about your body, about your health, about the way you look, whatever, and you put too much care into it, now you're overly feminine. Oh, now this, that, and the third. Where at the end of the day, we just want to be healthy. We want to feel good. Mm-hmm. So a dude does a great job at just ignoring everything and covering it up. Hence the hat, rather than getting
lots
the
of
transplant.
Hats. Lots of hats on guys. Yeah, for sure. It's a thing.
Hence getting the shapewear tee, rather than going to the gym and putting in that full-on effort.
I didn't know men do that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they do?
Men get a little faja.
Stop.
A little shapewear tee. Yeah.
I didn't know men do that.
A compression shirt.
Gosh.
It's not a new thing.
Stop it.
People are seeing these trends coming about of people trying these tees and doing this hair stuff. And none of this is new. But what it is, it's finally becoming accepted.
Well, and it's the fact that John Cena's opening up saying, this changed my life and I wish I had done it 10 years ago, getting a hair transplant. If that doesn't, he's going to be ahead of he's going to help with that stigma. Now men are going to feel more comfortable because I'm sure when we talked about it on the show, I'm sure there was some guy listening that secretly went to Allume after that. And don't need to be ashamed, or maybe you did it openly.
Not surprised. I said Allume on the air and have been just waiting to heal through this surgery to go talk to them because as a 32-year-old, I noticed my hairline pulling back a little
bit. Would you do a hair transplant?
If I'm a candidate for it, I'd be considerate of it. I have reservations because I don't want it to fasten the process and make me lose my hair if it doesn't work. Like any procedure, there's a chance that, it doesn't take for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think that I'm
That's
at the
true.
Point of balding and getting up
no,
in there
you
and shaving
your,
it down?
You have plenty of hair, but...
I've got a good part of my hair, but it starts with thinning. Mm-hmm. And then you start to see the C-cup start to pop in a little bit further. Before you know it, that receding hairline becomes a C-head.
Boom.
And you ain't got no hair and you're past the point of even trying.
Is your dad bald?
My dad is bald.
I've only seen him in pictures. I've never met him.
My father balded early.
He did.
I'm pretty sure my father balded by 27, 28.
Did you ever hear those, back in the day, people used to say, well, it skips a generation. If your dad's bald, you're not going to be. But I don't think that's a thing. I think people just make these things up.
What I have, I've
I
heard
think
that.
That's a thing.
I've also heard that your hair is defined by your mom's dad, not your dad.
I've heard that too.
Mm-hmm. My grandpa didn't bald for a long time, but he still balded.
Jason from Cudahy texted in. You can text or call 414-533-1037. Said, this is Jason from Cudahy. Bald is beautiful, baby. Some men look fine with a bald head.
Rock the baldy.
Amen.
But if you want to keep your hair.
Speaking of, yeah. Mm-hmm. The rock, pun intended.
The skittle diddle heads have a place in the
There's
world.
There's some fine men with
look,
the
go
bald
ahead
heads.
And palm your head, call it Michael Jordan, do whatever. If you feel comfortable with mm-hmm. that skin you're in, bet. But if you think that you would feel better with a little bit of hair and there's something that you can do, mm-hmm. why not explore that option?
I completely agree. As someone who has regretted nothing I've chosen to do over the years, I mean, obviously the skin removal surgery was a given because I lost 150 mm-hmm. pounds, but even Botox, everything I've chosen to try, I am like, man, I wish I did that sooner. Like, I swear to God, that just made me feel my life better.
There's a stigma, and I get that. We're watching, me and my wife, Erin, we like the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
And we watch their Family Vacation show. Supposedly, which isn't confirmed or denied, Mike the Situation got his hairline fixed.
Oh, he might have been open. Turkey. I think he might have been open about that, wasn't he?
More recently.
Well, then again, that's another person who's going to lead the way for men and be like, just do it.
On the show, though, it took him a while to start opening up about it because
it's embarrassing.
They were ribbing him. They were going, dang, man, that hairline situation, you got a hairy situation going on, and your friends will rib you the most. Your friends are going to make fun of you the most, but they're also going to be
making you the most insecure.
But hopefully you're going to be your biggest supporters when you do say, yeah, I got it fixed. I wanted my hair this, that, and the other.
He confirmed in June on an episode of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Mike, the Situation, said he's received a hair transplant. Yeah, he said, don't call him hair plugs.
Yeah, it's hair transplant. And he wants to go by Mike 3000 now because he got 3,000 follicles.
Well, and it's fascinating that they can go and they put these follicles, they start regrowing your hair. And it's just fascinating how this works. So John Cena said he would do it again. Sorry, I forgot to put somebody on hold. You want to go to the phones?
What
quick?
Up? What up?
Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's that girl from Sherman Park.
Oh, Anna.
Anna, let's get you right.
I finally met Anna yesterday at the Wisconsin State Fair. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Speaking of someone who's lost a ton of weight, you go, girl. Proud of you. She lost like 90 pounds. Something crazy.
90 pounds in 1 year.
Damn, girl. Amazing. So what do you think about the hair plug situation? Do you
want to transplant?
Hair transplant. You want to chime in? Or are you like bald men? Where are we going with this?
I like it both ways.
Ah, careful how you say that.
Yeah, for real though.
Just saying.
So, but is it more or less how comfortable the man is in his own skin? Or do you think somebody genuinely does look different whether they do or don't have hair?
They genuinely look different with or without. And it really depends on the male's perspective. As long as he's comfortable, that should make other people comfortable.
Can I say something, though? If you're all the way bald, like on the top, let's say, and you have it where it comes around just the back.
The C head?
You can shave the whole thing bald. It's okay, guys.
Amen.
Just please go bald.
I know don't do the George Costanza.
Please don't. I mean, you can.
Nope.
But I would encourage you as a woman, and Anna, it sounds like she's agreeing with me. If you have the George Costanza, shave it all off.
Really?
Or get a hair transplant.
See, I
don't let the half go.
I do like a reverse fade to where now the middle is bald and I could taper the sides a little bit and line it up still.
Shave it.
No?
Personal opinion.
See, but then now you're saying, well, ladies, we can still, you know, manipulate a little bit of if you are balding. Just let it go completely.
Wait.
Now you're giving us still the complex of, oh, so even the C-head ain't cute?
I'm saying if half of it's gone, just shave the damn thing at this point.
Got to hold on to something.
Okay, then let's give another example then.
Okay.
What about, like, Garth Brooks? He looks good with a hat on. The minute you take it
off,
like
anymore.
He's terrible.
Oh, so true, actually. Now I know where you're going with this.
You get immortalized with a hat on.
But wait, Anna, there's a lot of dudes like that look better with hats on. That's why you date, and you see nothing but dudes with hats on. I'm like, the guy must look horrible with no hat in person. It's always my assumption if it's all hats and pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley in Sussex texted in, can they do eyebrows? I would assume they can, because if they can transplant hair to your head, what's the difference?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you be able to transplant it to other places?
I have no idea.
I need
idea.
To talk to the doctors at Illume for these things, and I will. Sorry, Ashley, I don't have an answer.
I got a consult coming up.
You're damn right. All right, thanks for calling, Anna. It was so nice to meet you yesterday.
Nice to meet you, and I love y'all.
Love you.
Back. Bye.
All right, hair transplants. That's what we're talking about. 414-533-1037. John Cena and now Mike the Situation admitted they've had hair transplants, and John Cena said he would have done it 10 years ago if he had known how much he was going to love it.
Women can get transplants, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's very possible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like women don't have alopecia. There are women that bald.
Oh, all the time, especially in your 40s. Mm. Women's hair thins out. You know, they start going through menopause in their 50s. Mm-hmm. It happens to everybody.
Listen, I'm here for the hair transplant. Do I feel like I personally need it now? No. But am I trying to find out when and if I'm a candidate? Yes.
Well, we'll talk to you next. Hold on. We're talking hair transplants. Yeah, I said it. Because
you heard us.
John Cena said it's the best thing he ever did. 103.7 Kiss FM.
You can't see him, but you can see his transplants.
Exactly. He said he would have done it 10 years ago. So that led to this long discussion. DZ said, I'd be down for it. We talked to the doctors at Allume. You said if you lost any more hair down the road, you would be open to a hair transplant. The fact that we can do it is phenomenal.
Losing my hair is one of my biggest fears. I'll say it out loud. Yeah. And I've been watching my hairline slowly push further. And I get that it's a part of getting older and as a man grows, whatever. But if there's something now in today's day in modern technology that could give me a chance.
Please. We're in. And I completely agree with you. Something to make you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Amanda and Racine because she said she just went through this with her husband.
Ah.
So, yeah. Amanda.
Turn out the wall. Woo.
Girl, what happened with your hubby? She said, I just went through this.
I really wish you would have listened to John Cena. I wish we would have known about that, but
why?
It's too late now.
It's never too late to get hair transplants, honey. It's never too late.
Unfortunately, it is sometimes too late.
Why?
If the follicles are completely dead in your head, I do know that there is a point of no return.
I didn't know that.
Okay. I think he did that yesterday because he did end up getting rid of his hair yesterday.
He shaved it?
Completely.
Your husband, right? Yes. Not John Cena after a hair transplant. I would have been so upset about that if that was
the
case.
Well, that would have been kind of crazy, bud.
Hubby's rocking the baldy now? Did he go low cut or all clean, Mr. Clean shave?
He went close to that. Maybe a stage above Mr. Clean.
Okay.
Because I told him I said, I don't like the mad scientist look. We got to switch it up. So if you're going to go Mr. Clean, go Mr. Clean.
Mad scientist look.
And she told him. She straight up said,
it's because you mean the mad scientist look with the hair on the sides but none on top?
Yes, that's what was happening.
All right.
We got to switch this up a little bit.
Couple strands holding up.
Listen, I think you should encourage him to go for a consult for the hair transplant. Unless you love him bald, then screw it. Enjoy it.
I mean, I'd go with either option, honestly.
Well, then leave him bald.
If he likes his cleaning toilets.
Hold on now, because I got to come defend hubby. If he likes his little mad scientist look with the hair and ruffles and his little Homer Simpson couple unified hairs at the top, let that man live.
Please don't, Amanda. Actually, please don't let him live.
I don't want to live too long like that. It is too long.
Let him wear the stress of his life. Let him wear the stress of his life.
Oh my gosh. Dave in Milwaukee wrote in, as a bald guy, my boyfriend wants me to get it done. I might look weird, but if he's paying, why not? You see?
That changes the narrative.
Dave,
See, that's what I need to do. Yes.
All right. Thanks for calling, Amanda. We love you.
Love you guys. Bye.
Let's pull up Kate the Great, and then we have a man on the phone, and we'll go to him last, because I feel like a man should close it out today with you.
I feel that.
We're talking about hair transplants for men, technically. But
even
all the women.
Everybody counts.
The women want to go off about the dudes, though.
Kate the Great.
Hey.
What do you want to say about hair transplants?
You know, my husband, my much younger husband, has beautiful hair.
Today.
Today. So, but if he were to ever lose his hair, I would be all about him getting transplanted. If that's what makes him feel good, then you know what? Why not? It's the same with, any kind of body image procedure. Mm-hmm. If it makes you feel better, why not do it?
Right.
You know?
Well,
and I'm all for it.
I agree.
It's a great idea.
I agree with anything that makes you feel better, obviously. Do it unless it leads to a place where everything's a problem now, because we all know that person, but they're very rare. The one who, no matter what they have done, is always unhappy. There's something next and another thing and another thing. Hair transplant just doesn't fall in that for me. I feel like it's something that makes a lot of men self-conscious. I don't feel like anybody should be ashamed to go in and do it. And I think you're leading the way on this in Milwaukee, DZ, if you ever decided, even though you don't need it yet.
Well, yet. Again,
you're going to lead the way. Well, you're going to change hair for men in Milwaukee. I'm not even kidding.
Part of the stigma is because it is still considered plastic surgery. And you, you know, you get,
is that really why?
Yeah, I'm 100%.
So what?
People want to avoid plastic surgery just because of the name plastic surgery. You know that's true.
Know that's true. Well, that's probably why they say cosmetic, because there's so few plastics involved anymore.
Thank you. Thank you.
It is so much cosmetic and, you know, reshaping. Hey, Kate, thanks for calling. Congrats on your younger boyfriend.
You too. Appreciate you. Transplant gang.
Yeah.
Well, her hubby don't need it yet, but if he does, we know guy.
Last but not least, pull up Mike in Hartford. I mean, babe.
Babe.
Can't do this without a dude chiming in.
We gotta talk to babe.
Come on. Hi, babe.
Morning. Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Well, 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 Michael. I don't even know what your hair looks like these days.
I have had the same haircut probably for 16, 17 years now.
High and tight. He's the high and tight guy.
Yep. It's, you know, fingertip length on top and a zero guard or a one guard on the side.
Are
That's
you
it.
Losing any or no?
So I've actually asked my stylist, I was like, if I'm losing any, because I wear a headset for work, so it goes crossways over my head.
You're a truck driver.
That could cause you to bald, too.
A big time.
And I have a CPAP machine, so it rests right on the same spot. And I was like, if I start going bald there, like if we start seeing thinning, I'm shaving it off.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm totally, I've had all different styles of hair from like barely any, like just essentially 5 o'clock shadow stubble on my head when I was younger. And some guys, they don't have the head to support a bald head. Like they're, you know, maybe they got a little imperfection in their, you know, the backs of their heads or
you
whatever.
You got a knot, you got some wrinkles, you got a scar.
I've got a pretty decent skull that I could support just being bald all by myself.
You could rock the baldy.
I would rock the bald head, you know, and just grow the goatee out, and that's all there I'd have. So
fair enough.
I'm texting Alum right now. Do you guys do eyebrow hair transplants? Because people are texting in, ask about the eyebrows.
The world wants to know, babe.
We all killed our eyebrows in the 90s.
Isn't there like microblading, Allie?
Well, microblading is different.
That's different.
That's to get rid of it, I thought, to get rid of it. I don't know.
Actually, isn't that to shape your eyebrows better?
That you're thinking of that one. There's microblading.
There's micro-threading and microblading.
I'm getting it mixed up with microneedling. My bad. See, that's why there's so many. That's different.
My hairstylist does it for the eyebrows, and like her, a lot of that's people her do. Big thing.
It's basically a tattoo. They tattoo your eyebrows on. Mm-hmm. I've done it.
Yeah, pretty much.
I did it
that's
years ago when it was
though.
Brand new. It's not a transplant. All it does is tattoo on your eyebrows, and then eventually you have to redo it or, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody said, who do you guys refer to do hair implants? Drop them locations. Allume. Illume. Allume does it. We talked to the cosmetic surgeons about it. And they do a lot of hair transplants on men, we found out.
No personal experience, but they said that people be pulling up.
Mm-hmm, and I don't blame them. Okay. Well, Mike, thanks for calling. We love you.
Not a problem. Have a good weekend,
guys.
Bye. Love, man. You too. Peace.
Hey, 103.7. We can hear you on the radio. Hey, this isn't Hard Pants. It's our other boss, Brett Andrews.
What does the red light mean?
Soft Pants, boss. The red light means we're on the air.
On the air.
You smell good.
Ooh, thank you. Thank you. I showered.
Fresh shower? Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah. Nice.
Well, I love your Kiss FM shirt. Yeah. Thank you for wearing. We were just talking about hair transplants, weirdly enough.
And I'm how.
Bald. And you're bald, Brett. Yeah. And Allume actually does them. And not only, I messaged my people at Allume and they said they do eyebrow transplants.
You said doo-doo.
Allie, you said doo-doo.
Okay, Brett, goodbye. You goofballs. No. We want to talk about DZ's D. You don't know this, Brett. DZ went to PT yesterday. This is a big update. You can go on the other mic if you'd like to join. Because we're having a family meeting right now, and we need a big update.
So
because
you went to physical therapy.
Yeah, he doesn't know yet. You haven't done what you did for me earlier.
Should I do it?
Let me see it.
Should I do it?
Let me see it.
Okay, Brett, are you ready for this?
I'm so excited.
Is back in the building. He was on Kiss 20 years ago, and now he's back. We're
okay,
happy.
Okay, let me lay it out. When I first walked in the building a month ago, you were still crutching it.
Two crutches.
Barely moving.
Yep.
Then it was one crutch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to call you crutchy, and now I just called you
crutch.
And then I saw you
the cane.
With the pimp cane.
Yeah.
The pimp cane is the best.
What I got now is, well, sir.
No cane, no brace.
Got them walking shoes, baby. No brace, cane.
Are you allowed to drive?
No.
I knew that was the answer because we talked about
it
earlier.
For a different reason altogether, though, because that old lady was pressing charges.
chill out. That case got dropped.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Allegedly. All right,
non-disclosure agreement.
But no.
DZ, I'm so happy for you.
That's amazing, dude.
PT went really well yesterday. No, yeah. I'm not clear to drive yet. My therapist, Chloe, she looked me dead in my face and said, listen, man, do I think you're full weight bearing? Yes. Mm-hmm. Can I give you the green light to drive, though? No.
Oh, damn.
You got a doctor's appointment coming up, my boy, and then we're going to see then.
When is that?
That's next Tuesday. Mm. So I got a doctor's appointment with my surgeon, and that's like week 10 update, basically.
Jeez. See, everything you said after green light, I didn't hear, because what I did in my brain was I tried to figure out a decent joke, like driving green light. And it was like, nah, she gave you a red light. I'm like, no, I'm not going to say that on the radio. And then I couldn't come up with anything else. And then I stopped listening altogether.
And then he told us his whole thought process.
Right. And
you
then
know,
I
that's
just
called,
thought,
Brett, ADHD. I have it as well. And DZ sees it all the time here. I'll be like, what'd you just say?
I just took my first of my several medications for that, in fact, just before I walked in.
Well, Brett's like, I was thinking about what I was going to say next, and I couldn't think of anything.
Let me re-catch you up.
Okay. So, recap it.
I can go no cane, no brace for short distances. I can start to really, you know, get into the meat and potatoes of building the strength back up on my leg. And when I'm at work, here, when I'm at home, cool. When I'm out and about, for example, you know, tomorrow, dude, when I'm at the Watertown Riverfest, I'm going to be with the cane.
Yeah.
I'm going to be with the brace because it's going to be
security.
A lot of standing. A
right.
little security.
Somebody knocks into you.
That part.
Yeah.
But I have a real question.
What's the real question?
You want to race?
I hate you so much.
He would still beat me in a race.
He probably would. No offense, Brett.
No.
And honestly, I mean, there's no way you're beating me.
No.
I'd love to race you with a bum knee.
You trying to race? You know what?
I swear to God, I'd go out in the parking lot and do it right now, and then you get in trouble.
What you trying to do?
No.
Who do you
no.
think?
No.
I will take.
Stop it.
I will take calls on who thinks who's going to win. Because
I'm going to win because you have a bum knee, dude.
I'm not allowing this race to happen because I don't want you to be back on the crutchy.
And he's a boss, and he's HR's here.
So you're hitting the red light?
I'm hitting the red light. I'll tell you though, when
hard
when
pants
you were
would be so proud.
Yeah, I'm trying to be junior hard pants.
Junior hard pants.
slacks. I'm trying to be slacks with a crease.
Pleat.
With a pleat. Yeah, that's what I meant. When you're talking about going to your event tomorrow, my brain immediately went back
what a joke can I make?
No.
Oh, I was like, Brett, you're kicked out.
Stop listening again.
No. I was fully listening, but what I started thinking about was when I found out my wife was pregnant with our first.
Oh, geez, I didn't know where you were going here.
No, first baby.
Yeah.
Nobody knew. We hadn't told anybody. Okay, we maybe found out a week, 2 weeks before we had gone to the Justin Timberlake concert.
And
at
you
Pfizer.
Did a race.
We didn't do a race, but I remember like being ultra, like this is my first like dad mode thing where like we were in the GA section, like on the floor of Fiserv for the Man of the Woods tour, right?
For Justin Timberlake. Yeah.
So I was like boxing people out because I was like, don't get close to my wife.
Yeah.
She's pregnant. Even though like the baby was the size of a pea at the time. You know what I mean?
Don't matter.
We were like 4 weeks pregnant.
Uh-huh.
Cage mode. Yeah. Engaged.
Yeah.
You
but that's how
brace.
I feel like I would be if I was out in public with you. I'd be
do
boxing people out.
You want to go to Watertown with him tomorrow? Dude, be his bodyguard?
Well, I'm rolling with you tomorrow.
Tomorrow
Ms.
we're
going to
be at
the fair.
We're going to be at the Taylor Swift party from 5 to 8 tomorrow night because they have a Taylor Swift party where they just play music for 3 hours. It's going to be phenomenal.
These are day and night activities because Watertown Riverfest is during the day.
He's trying to say you're available, Brett. You're walking
into it. 1 to 3 with the Rim Rockers Bango Dunk Show.
That is going to be incredible. It's going to be incredible.
Is Brett the jerk for blowing off DZ at a Riverfest?
But let me explain.
This is the
why.
Second time he's blown me off.
No.
Jerk. Mm-hmm.
No,
a jerk.
There's a very good reason. Contractually, I can only be outside, not in air conditioning, for 4 hours
a day. You're such a liar,
cap.
Brett. You're so
Cops.
Full of it.
Unless you wrote this into the contract yourself,
Brett,
that's cap.
We love
no,
you,
it's
but
my
no.
contract with my own self.
You're full of it.
Of course I am.
But I do appreciate that he stopped you from doing a foot race with me because,
yeah.
Brett, DZ and I
hurt.
Well, we're crazy like that, and we're stupid, and we do, not stupid, but we do dumb stuff that we think would be
great
for the gram. But then we, every now and
we
then,
we need
the legal department or the boss to come in and go, you guys,
when have legalities ever stopped me from doing anything?
Well, I'm certainly no lawyer anymore.
You never anymore. Were.
Because of that old lady. Remember,
that he hit.
Got the case dismissed.
Well, DZ, congrats on getting
we're
rid,
so
of the,
proud of you.
Rid of the cane. And
dude,
I know you'll
hard.
Have it tomorrow.
You worked hard to build back, man.
Are you trying to race or not?
Yes.
So what's up?
Brett, you want to film it?
I got a meeting.
You know how ADHD works, and after somebody says race, I stop listening. Are you trying to race
or
not?
You want
to
race down the hall?
I will race you right now.
No, your wife will kill me.
Girl? I will right now.
Your wife will kill me. You're just getting back to normal. Stop.
Please?
Stop.
Please?
First
she'll kill, because then I got to fill in for you, and I can't get up that early.
No, we're not going to do it.
Okay, all right, fine.
Okay, bye.
No race.
Let's go. 1, 2, 3, go.